Hello, welcome to the ARCOP podcast for July 2025 with me, James Jenkins, Head of Customer Development, and Matt Cook, ARCOP's General Manager. Okay, Matt, I think we're underway. It's July. Well, the big question everybody's asking is, you were hot last time. Have you got any cooler as we're in July?
Yeah, I mean, we've graduated finally to summer, which is nice, and it's nice out. I told you, I've committed to myself and to my family that I, because the winters are very long, that I'm not going to complain about it being hot. So I'm happily warm, I'll say it that way.
Yeah, very good. And I was in the UK for 2 weeks recently, and it was equally warm there. A great time, saw a few clients well, so that was good. Now back in Connecticut, where it's equally warm, I would say, but no complaints. So good stuff. And as I was, I think I told you, Matt, as I was walking through the fields of barley in the UK, which is always very, very pleasant, I suddenly realized that a lot of the kind of the fear and uncertainty associated with 3DS is a true story. It kind of abated somewhat, and I was trying to figure out why. So I went and did some research. It's like, do we really think 3DS has hit the mainstream? And I looked at, and you know, we're all familiar with like crossing the chasm, and is it the Gartner hype cycle and things like that. So I was doing some research on the different phases. And I'm sure you've got kind of technology adoption frameworks and where we're at. But I thought I'd run something past you, and it may be interesting for the listeners as well. But these are kind of some of the typical phases of technology. I want to see if any of this resonates with you with where we're at. Okay, so phase one, we've been doing this for what, since 2000 when we co-developed 3DS, everybody knows that. Okay, so phase one, innovation, R&D phase. Experimental, launch, used by academics, launch into the market. Phase two, early adoption. Phase three, the trough of disillusionment. Okay, which I think we've seen maybe more than one in 3DS. You know, where I think when we saw the suboptimal, shall we say, password phase, and then the partial password authentication, I think there was a bit of a trough of disillusionment. Then we get into iteration and reinvention, and I'm thinking on this like AMV 3DS 2.x input from the merchants. Regulatory was the next phase, but we've certainly seen that with PSD2 and some more of the schemes. And then we get into the next three, which I thought was fascinating, which is kind of wide-scale adoption, optimization, and then kind of legacy stroke invisible infrastructure. And really some of the dialogue is now thinking around, you know, not will 3DS exist, but actually it'll be 3DS plus what, right? It'll be like 3DS will be the pinnings. And I thought it might be a nice kind of segue into like, you know, it's 3DS plus now smart rule set. Plus some of the data science, RANO 6, which builds onto that kind of framework. But it does feel as though any question marks around will 3DS be here, will it be part of that? I think you're kind of, they're not there anymore. I think there seems to be a recognition that this is now part of the payment stack. So maybe that's explaining my optimism as I'm walking through the fields, but I needed some data to add to it. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that it's pretty interesting when you sit back and think about it, where are we in that broad arc of adoption? I think my initial reaction is that it's different based upon different parts of the world, in that particularly in Europe and the UK, the PSD2 initiative was clearly a regulatory, an emerging regulatory, what's the right term here? Framework. That then allows mass adoption. And we've started doing authentication at scale in Europe using 3D Secure since, you know, whatever, roughly 2021-ish, 22. And we ended up now, it just is, right? It's just part of the payment fabric. And it is working at scale. Now, I think that it's working mostly in Europe and the UK as compliance and also stopping fraud. But in general, there's a lot of check the box, make sure you do it because you have to do it type thing. And I think if we just focus on that part of the world for a second, I think that mindset is actually starting to change. I don't know It's various of the S curves, right? This is a new S curve where I think now folks are using 3D Secure and thinking about it as a mechanism to drive higher approval rates for legitimate transactions. That's it. And if you're able to use 3D Secure intelligently, you can actually start to see how you can drive better results. And we've seen a lot of this with some of those large merchants actually starting to send O5 transactions, which O5, RCI, the request challenge indicator O5 is a 3D Secure field that indicates that merchant's going to retain fraud liability, but they want to pass the data to the issuer so the issuer can see it and make better sense of it before it reaches authorization and be able to prove it more because it now becomes an authenticated transaction. And you do that without any friction to the cardholder. So guaranteed no friction. And we started to see several large merchants in UK, Ireland, and Europe actually using this to drive higher approval rates. And it's working. So now all of a sudden, I think we've just transitioned from I do 3DS because I have to I'm doing 3DS because I want to and because I'm deriving better results. Now we couple that with, you mentioned smart rule set. So yeah, the merchant's doing it because they're starting to see higher approval rates, which is really important to them, and reducing false declines and all those things. And you have issuers now who are responding to that volume in such a way that they're actually becoming more accommodating of these volumes for trusted merchants so that they're actually delivering better experiences to their cardholders. And if we couple that with some of the new features we have, which is smart rule set, you now start to see like, okay, we're actually doing all this while getting the hard ROI of greater fraud savings by using 3D Secure. So you start to get the benefit of both higher approval rates, less friction, and less fraud. And everybody's starting to win in this ecosystem. And it's kind of a nice thing to see. I'll say it that way. That's kind of where I see we are in Europe and UK. That all make
Yeah,
sense?
it does, and I think it's fascinating that the compliance piece and the regulation forced those behaviors, and now they've been forced to do the merchants and issuers. I think now they're trying to optimize it, and I think they were exploring different options. One of which was, can we try and avoid 3DS at all costs? I mean, let's just call it out. We've been forced to do this. We don't want to do it. We're kicking and screaming. Let's look at different options. One of those options was, let's use the direct authorization TRA. And understandable, but regretful, I think, because we're now seeing, and Ireland is a case in point, where actually 3DS TRA performs better, right? And that's it. Anybody in Ireland who's seen those transaction volumes, I think that really is a second kind of S curve, right? We've seen a big increase in transaction volumes because of that change in direction of exemptions. I think we've seen a change in volumes in the US because they're using 3DS now, to your point, as a tool to raise overall approval rates through this data-only piece. And I think, well, I'd love your view on it. What do you think? Is the UK next? Because we have, I'll just say this, we've seen a number of major merchants move from RCIO2 to 05. And just to reiterate to your point, this is so, 02 would be no challenge preferred, and then 05 would be, yeah, we're going to keep the liability, assuming that it's frictionless downstream, and they get better performance. Now, we are seeing some merchants that still are sending a lot of transactions direct to authorization. I think, given what's happened in Ireland, given the similar view of data only in the US and the performance, I think we'll see the second S curve in the UK. I don't like to predict kind of time frames, but I will. Let's say, I think certainly by the beginning of next year, I think you'll start to see those merchant transactions in the UK really tick up in a similar way. So it's fascinating. Yeah. And I think when you layer on all these different technologies like AI and smart rule set and RANO 6, I think, it's hard to see a world without 3DS right now as a platform.
Right.
The
And I
question is, how
think
do we
that
use
if
it?
we look at the UK, if we are successful, what we're trying to accomplish with smart rule set and just making the 3D secure authentication network smarter and more responsive to potential fraud, then now that is going to translate into better experiences for both merchants and their customers, which means that when they're getting better, and actually, there's certain issuers who want to increase the challenge rate a lot because they think that their cardholders actually appreciate the security. and that they're getting used to actually authenticating when they do a transaction. It makes them actually feel good that, when they're not there and someone else tries to run a transaction, that they're actually getting the challenge and actually potentially failing, and they're protected. So we'll start to see that. And but then if merchants start to get better results in terms of approval rates and more legitimate transactions getting through, then they're incented to move forward. Then you get this flywheel effect, which I think will start to kick in the UK very shortly. And I think we can play somewhat of a role of that by helping to deliver that better 3D secure experience through the use of smart rule set and also other forms of intelligence and automation that we're starting to build into the network itself.
And a key part of the smart rule set is absolutely to block more fraud and not do it at the. Nobody likes blocking genuine cardholders. I mean, for as long as I've been doing that, that's been held aloft, right? We don't like friction, but you've got to stop those fraudsters coming through.
Yeah.
So, also, okay, well, should we talk on that point then? Should we maybe talk about there's an update in the newsletter about the smart rule set and the performance, but you've been speaking
Wait,
to a lot of
can I
customers and
didn't finish
driving.
my tour of the geos yet. Can I now go
Oh,
to the US? You teed me
you
up
did
and then I
not.
only got through one chapter.
Where you did? Where should we go next? Where are we going
Okay,
next?
next we're going to travel to the US, where
Wonderful.
the market has very different dynamics than we have in the EU and UK. There is clearly, as a percentage of total e-commerce, the US has been much lower on 3DS transactions than we've seen in those regulated places like the UK and Europe. However, things are changing right now. And I think you used the term trough of disillusionment, which is one of the, I think Gart, it's Gartner's term. But there, I think we've been in a trough of disillusionment in the United States also, where because of the experience of earlier versions of 3D Secure, it was pretty choppy and friction, and because it was just about stuffing liability, merchants only sent the risky stuff. So then issuers responded by playing heavy defense, and not a lot of 3D secure transactions got through. Some of the challenge experiences were clunky and hard for consumers or cardholders to handle. And we're now starting to come out of that. And I think a lot of it, similar to what the conversation we just had about the 05s, is an 06 RCI code in the US represents data only, which by definition on the Visa network cannot be challenged, period. And MasterCard is can, still things can happen, but they're less strict on the rules. But still, the general theme for data only is don't challenge. You can deny if you really believe it to be look egregiously like high likelihood of fraud. But it's pretty much most of them get approved because merchant maintains liability. And by doing so, you now again get this authenticated transaction that gives it more likely to be handled appropriately in authorization and reducing false declines. And we've seen a couple of very large merchants pushing on this in the US, and it is working. And so that represents to me a new phase in how 3D Secure is used in the US is that we use it as a data communications protocol during the payments so that you get higher approval rates for legitimate transactions and stop more fraud. That's going to really work. And I think that's going to drive that next, like kind of that vertical portion of the S curve in the US where more and more merchants start to use it because they're getting value from it, not because they're trying to stuff liability onto the issuer. So I think in the US, there's been a big maturing over the last, call it 18 months, where we've seen transaction volumes are just, growing year over year by 30 percentage points for the last like 18 months. So it's been a pretty impressive run, and it only can signal that the use of 3D Secure is increasing as a percentage of total e-com. So I think the US is on the cusp of, or in the midst, let's say that, in the midst of transformation right now.
And I think what's so good about the conversations we're having with all these merchants is a lot of them aren't aware of the use cases for 3DS and data only. But a lot we talk to do see the frustration of false declines, which makes sense. If you have a good handle that this is a genuine transaction, it must be very frustrating when you send it through to the issuer and it gets declined. And our message has been for a while now, but it's resonating. You can use 3DS as signal. And we know that. But I think what's so great about some of the forums we go to and the conversations is that we can update on what's actually happening at a market level. And because those merchants will not see that, right? They won't, they will see what's happening downstream at the issuers that they're sending to in that performance, but they won't know what merchant B, C, and D are doing. So that's why we're trying to build that kind of merchant community, which I think is helping. So, okay.
Yeah,
Makes
good.
sense. Okay, where next? Where are we? I feel like the final
Let's
call.
do we'll do a third one. Let's do Australia. Australia also is actually a pretty similar story of just, but it's a little different in that it's just organic 3D secure growth. So we're just seeing it, the market is adopting more and more of a regulatory stance on 3D secure. So AusPayNet is now implemented a program where if you do not satisfactorily comply with certain strong customer authentication or SCA mandates that there are financial penalties associated. And so folks are responding. So I would liken this to a it's a bit of a softer touch on a version of PSD2 for Australia, which is leading to increased volumes and transactions. So what I am hopeful in Australia is that we're starting to see this with some of our issuers is that okay, the regulatory helps to drive higher volumes, but then the value that we've built into the 3D secure authentication network, into the Arcade network, will start to show itself to both issuers and merchants and just create that flywheel where there's more incentive to send more transactions. So we've seen pretty consistent growth in Australia for the last 12 months, and I would expect that to continue going forward.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, and final point is we talk about transaction volumes because obviously we're in the 3DS space, but it's also very, very valuable for the amount of data that's coming through. And we're talking about largely around merchant adoption, e-commerce drivers. The one thing probably worth mentioning as well is fraudsters aren't going anywhere. And with the technology that's being adopted now by fraudsters setting up dummy merchants, this is why we did the merchant fraud alerts. We will, we'll continue to update on those transaction volumes that are coming through as fraudulent, but that's going to be a big contributing factor as well. Now, I was looking at, fraud in the US is a massive problem, has been for a while. I think that's going to drive 3DS adoption. In Europe, where PSD2 has driven that, it looks like fraud is flat, but it's worth pointing out that we are still stopping a lot of fraud that's coming through via the 3DS channel. So just wanted to make that point as well. So now key to that blocking is going to be smart rule set. So we're seeing some really good performance. You want to maybe, Matt, just touch on the strategy around kind of the default. And then we have a date, right, where we're moving towards the October 28th date for the activation.
So I am really bullish on the potential of our smart rule set feature. I think that, and just to back up a bit, what we're trying to accomplish is because we've seen so much data over the years that we now have a pretty unique data set that includes a lot of payment authentication requests. And by having all those data points, which 3D Secure is rich in data, that's kind of the benefit of it. We now have taken our machine learning models and pointed them at this data because we think that by looking at past trends of or historical data sets, including actual fraud as tagged by our customers, and then the results that we generate across the authentication network, we can make really intelligent decisions of how to route a transaction across an authentication network. And more basically said is we think we can make really intelligent decisions using the data as our guide on what should be allowed frictionlessly, what should be challenged, and what should be denied. And so we set out to build, it's probably been about a year now, a year ago, we set out to build a set of custom smart rule sets for all of our largest customers. And we ran a man versus machine because today the rules in the Arcot network are set by our customers, by people, fraud analysts and the such working in the Arcot system. And we said, all right, if we leave those in production, that becomes the A of our A/B test, and the B becoming, we'll just run smart rule set against all the incoming transactions as well in passive mode. So we've got a true, it's now, we've been doing this now for 7 or 8 months. And now we have a true, a pretty deep, statistically significant view on how the smart rule set is performing versus the existing customer rule sets, and the results are awesome. Like there is a hard ROI as measured by fraud savings that we can point to. And you know, we were just talking to a large UK issuer the other day and going through their data, and you know, the number was measured in the millions of dollars per year of incremental fraud savings, just by adopting smart rule set and making more intelligent decisions about challenging the things that look like fraud, challenging or denying the things that look like fraud, and allowing the things that don't look like fraud and look legitimate. And it's funny because you see the actual like friction rates don't change that much, but the fraud detection jumps through the roof. And we're able to start showing real hard ROI for the feature for our customers. And the ROI is very positive too, because we're actually not charging anything in addition to what folks are already subscribed to as part of the Arcot network. So it's something I'm really encouraged about. I think it's, you know, we were talking earlier about the evolution of 3D Secure. This is a big evolution in the 3D Secure authentication space, where now a lot of models are able to determine when to approve, when to challenge, or when to deny certain transactions, and they do it much better than we've been doing it in the past. So we're starting to deploy this feature to customers, and we've got, you know, a bunch of customers already signed up, and we're going to do an enablement of the rest of our issuers end of October. Our in the meantime, our CSM is going to be reaching out and make sure everyone's ready for it, but we're pretty excited about it. So end of October, we should be turning this feature on en masse, and I would expect that our issuers get a tremendous amount of value and measurable value. It's not going to be soft. It's not going to be questionable. We're going to be able to measure exactly how much value is delivered through this feature, and we already know that the results are positive. We already know because we've been measuring it for the last 8 months. So it's going to be a really positive event in Arcot's history.
Yeah, here. Very powerful, like you say, very hard ROI. And why wouldn't you? You obviously write rules at a bank level. Why wouldn't you lean on Arcot and use our expertise, the power of the network, and have those rules available to you and live from October 28th? Very
Yeah,
exciting.
and I
So,
think the
yeah, I agree.
Just to summarize what you said, the most of our customer conversations where we go through this, that is exactly the outcome, is that both us and the issuer are saying this is a no-brainer. We just got to get this in place. So that no-brainer concept, I think if you give us the opportunity to take you through it, everyone will have a similar reaction.
Yeah, 100%. So very good. Okay, well, I think we'll maybe end just with a shout out to some events that we've got coming up. So we have the Dublin Summit and the London Summit. So everyone should have had placeholders. If you haven't yet, reach out to your CSM or to Matt and I who contact. We also have on August 6th at the Hilton in Sydney, Australia. So Matt, you'll probably be flying on your way back by then, but just kidding. So but August 6th, if you're in Australia and you're interested, it'll be a good mix of merchants and issuers, and Andy and our very own James Rendell will be there. Then on October 14th we'll be at the Westbury Hotel in Dublin, and then the 16th we'll be at the Ned as usual in London. And then jumping around a little bit, but we will be at MRC again in San Diego between the 8th and the 10th of September. So really pushing this message out around and helping merchants with that side of the house as well. So lots going on. I think, yeah, I think we started talking about how excited we are by 3DS, Matt, and I think it's a good place to end. Lots to look forward to.
Yeah, I agree, and I think the events are going to be pretty well done. We look forward to the conversation. The past ones have been really beneficial for both the attendees and for Arcot and for, you know, merchants, issuers, their schemes there. So it's a pretty diverse set of folks with vested interest in the success of 3D Secure. So make sure you're there.
Sounds good. All right, we'll leave it there. Thanks, Matt. Thanks all. Speak to you next month.